It's time to fix your home. It's time for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zealand Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group, with your building expert, Mark Vandenbosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything you need for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC.
And a warm welcome to the At Home Show here. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you again on this beautiful Friday, the first Friday of August, I might add. And Tony Hoover's flying co-pilot with me again today.
Yeah.
Tony, it's great to have you back.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be here, Mark. I always enjoy this. So, fun stuff. We have a good show plan, don't we?
We absolutely do. And I got to tell you, there is a lot of remodeling and renovation going on right now.
Oh, for sure.
I was reading on Twitter earlier that the National Association of Home Building Remodeling firm, if you will, said that like 60% of all Americans plan to do some type of renovation remodeling in the next 6 months.
Oh,
you think
that's
pretty accurate, Tony?
I think it's really accurate. I think, you know, from where I sit in the industry, you know, we're all kind of feeling the swell has been growing for quite some time, where the confidence in the economy is really starting to pick up. And, you know, when that confidence is there and the money's available, people want to, you know, upgrade their home a little bit. And at Zealand Lumber, we have people that are coming in all the time saying, you know, I'm working on a new deck. I'm working on, you know, replacing my windows or exterior doors. And it just really fits in together with, like, you know, what we've been talking about and, you know, home projects and moving from a different space. So, I think it's a good thing, and hopefully it's here for a while.
There is definitely a lot of activity, and after the first quarter of this year, which was a loss really for everyone with the weather that we had, a lot of things just got pushed back, and we saw a lot of activity in Q2 in terms of some renovation, but the year really is back half loaded.
Oh, yeah.
And we anticipate a lot of need for a lot of different projects around the home throughout the rest of 2014. Today we're going to talk about exterior trim products.
Yes.
Very cool product category.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ton to talk about in terms of exterior trim. And, you know, we talked about it really on the way over, Tony, that it's a part of the home that when people are looking to buy a new home, maybe they're looking to build a home, it's a component that is part of the design process, and aesthetically, exterior trim is a big, big deal.
When a home has really sharp exterior trim, I think it just pops. I mean, we all have the home in our neighborhood, hopefully it's your home, where it's like, wow, it just has that great curb appeal. And the beauty of, you know, exterior trim is it's not necessarily a super hard thing to upgrade. You know, and it's a simple fix. It's a simple, you know, upgrade. And if you're looking at, you know, possibly putting your home on the market, it's something that can have quickly increase the value of your home. So it's
right.
A good thing.
Absolutely. So let's set the stage for the rest of the show. 395-1450. That's 395-1450. Call with your questions or your comments. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about how the industry has evolved over the last 10 to 15 years, what products were available then, and then what products are available now.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about some different applications, and you as a listener might be thinking, you know, exterior trim, maybe it's not relevant to me, but there's also areas on the home like columns, are part of the exterior trim package. There's also things like garage door jams. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And those are two areas that we're going to talk more in detail that could become problematic depending on what type of trim is used and what the application itself looks like.
For sure.
We're also going to hope to talk to a manufacturer in segment two. We're going to call the folks from LP Corporate. And these gentlemen, the gentleman that we're going to talk to actually is based on the east side of the state. He is the regional manager for LP Trim and Siding. We're going to focus our conversation with him on the trim aspect of LP. That's something that we'll do in the second segment. Hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of him.
Yeah, for sure.
I know that you've been busy talking to his agents this morning.
I just keep getting the runaround. I mean, these trim guys, they're hard to get a hold of.
That's right. So let's start 10 years to 15 years back. And really the options back then included cedar trim.
Yep.
They also included putting pine on your home and then wrapping them in aluminum.
Yes.
And that aluminum could take on two forms. You could have smooth aluminum, And you could also have a wood grain aluminum look.
Yes.
Okay. The other product that we saw back in the late 90s and early 2000s was an extruded vinyl trim. And that was a product that could be available both in a 3.5-inch and 5-inch width. And it came with a pocket in it so that vinyl siding could actually fit in the side of the trim.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
There were some limitations with it in terms of color and some of the workability. But those were really the options back then.
Those were the major players.
Absolutely.
About 15 years ago. Now, Mark, you've been in the industry a little bit longer than I have. I mean, looking back at it, what do you think the I wouldn't say the holdups, but were there common problems with those three?
Hey, wait a minute. I'm the host. You're okay. I'm supposed to be asking the questions.
I'm sorry. You know.
I think one of the biggest things that we saw back then was the challenge of maintenance, right? And although cedar to me is a phenomenal product, it's tried and true. It's going to last.
Mm-hmm.
The pushback from the consumer was the painting and the maintenance of that particular item.
Right.
And now, on the paint side, and we're going to have some folks in the coming weeks on to talk about paint and how that product has, that channel has evolved and gotten better. But also on the building product side, which we're going to talk about today, and that's the exterior trim composite category.
Right.
We're going to talk about that after the break. Stay with us here on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC. Welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, alongside Tony Hoover today. And for those of you who are just joining us, we've been talking about exterior trim products and how that product category has evolved over the last several years.
Right.
And on the market right now, there are a host of composite and engineered trim options. And that's kind of how we left it right before the break, to get a little bit more granular on it. There are brands such as LP, which we're going to try to get Bob Russell from LP on here shortly. There are brands like AZEK.
Correct.
And you've also maybe heard, as a consumer, you've heard about the Miratec trim option as well. They are all engineered products.
Right.
They all have a little bit different makeup. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. Right now, I think we do have Bob Russell live on the air. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
So, Bob, we've been talking. I'll just bring you up to speed here. We've just been talking about the exterior trim product category. And just to kind of tee up our conversation, your product is the LP trim. And, you know, you also cover LP siding. For our conversation today, we'll focus on LP trim. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
So why don't you talk a little bit about LP trim, and you know, one of the things that we maybe get from our clients, the first question that may pop up is, what about the maintenance of an engineered product? And maybe even taking a step back from that, what is the composition of the LP trim?
I think you bring up a pretty good point, though, Mark. You know, you brought up some of the different players in the market, from Miratec to LP, and every product has, like you said, a different composition, a different makeup. Some are PVC vinyl, some are composite. I mean, just from where you sit, again, you have more experience in trim than I do. What are the things when you're installing that different trim on your home that you kind of have to be not leery of, but careful of?
Well, I think that a big thing that the consumer needs to be aware of is the application.
Yeah.
You know, and so often on the show we talk about the building products that are out there, and it's so huge to be able to, it's so important, I guess is a better word. It's so important to be able to know what environment that product is being installed in, right? So let's give you a tangible example. Okay, we replaced columns on our home a year ago, right? They were the old wood round columns.
Right.
And over a period of time, they were failing, right? And so, is Bob back? Great, we're going to get back to that. Bob, are you back?
Yes, I am. I don't know what happened, Mark.
Technology these days, right?
Yeah, we can put a man on the moon, but cell phones are can be a challenge sometimes.
That's great. So, hey, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about LP Trim, and then as a follow-up, maybe answer that whole question about maintenance.
Sure. LP Trim, basically, we refer to it as an engineered wood product. We do make two products. There's a fiber-based product that's using an older technology. I think I heard you mention the term Miratech. It would be similar to that technology. And then our wood strand technology is a newer technology, even though it's about 25 years old now, where we take a wood product and utilizing modern engineering, turn it into a trim that we feel takes a lot of the defects out of a natural wood product. And it improves and enhances the natural wood. So that's how we make the product, Mark. It's a very environmentally friendly process that we use. In fact, the Michigan Forest Council actually recommends the harvesting of the wood species that we use, which is primarily poplar. And our product, we have a plant in Michigan. It does not make the trim, but some of our product is made in Michigan, and all of our product is made in the north central part of the United States.
You know, I'm glad that you brought up the fact that you, and maybe you didn't say it in these words, but you get great yield out of your product. And as a distributor retailer, I love the fact that you just have one length, 16-foot length product.
Yes, and that's back in the day when I worked in the lumber yard, and the trim carpenter or the carpenter would come in. They would almost always demand a 14 or a 16 foot product, and 16 was the primarily length they wanted. And so the 8s and 10s and 12s were a little harder to get rid of. But yes, we do get a lot of yield, Mark, and our process is very sustainable too, because any downfall is actually used in the energy production for the mill itself. So, it's a good story that we have, we feel.
Absolutely. Great product category. For those of you who are just joining us, we're talking to Bob Russell from LP Corporation about their trim product, a great product that's very relevant in the marketplace today. Bob, for our listeners' benefit, what are the different widths that the product comes in? And then from the factory, does it come in like a primed type of state?
Yes, we manufacture it, Mark, with a primed overlay on it, and it comes in two primary thicknesses, which is what we call 440 and 540, which is 4/4 and 5/4 in our business, and some of your listeners would refer to those as a 3/4-inch thick product nominal and a 1-inch thick product nominal. So, and then the widths are 2 inches through 12 inches in width, evenly, other than 2-inch and 5-inch. So a lot of different product for installers and do-it-yourselfers to use.
Yeah, a great product. How does the product fasten, Bob?
Well, we want it fastened into solid wood framing, and the trim itself has to go into solid wood framing and structural sheathing. 1-inch, and we require a headed fastener. So typically like an 8D box type nail, corrosion resistant, and attach it to your structural framing.
Excellent. And before we let you go, just the last question, and I'm going to end with kind of how we started our conversation. One of the things that I think the consumer has become more educated over a period of time, but you still have this question about painting.
Mm-hmm.
What is your stance on that briefly as we kind of wrap up this part of our conversation?
Well, you know, Mark, I think you were talking about installation and framing and painting. So we highly suggest an acrylic latex paint, and those paints, you know, there are manufacturers that have lifetime warranties on their paints now. And certainly you can get well beyond the old 8-year cycle of repainting. So your paints are going to be high performance, long lasting, durable. Acrylic latex is highly recommended. And then you can also get the product pre-finished. But when you're dealing with these products, Mark, and I work with the installers and even homeowners, I kind of go into a Zen message for them and think like water, be like water. That's how you want to deal with these products. Try to keep water from getting into your wall system and behind any of your siding products, regardless of which product you use. And then you have to assume water is going to find a way in because it's the most powerful force in nature. So you have to protect your product, and that's what paint and caulk and flashing do in the installation process.
Well, I will tell you that we're a big advocate of your product and think it plays a important role in solving a problem in the marketplace today. Thanks for being on the show, Bob.
Thanks for having me, and good day to you and all your listeners, Mark. Thanks again.
Yep, have a great weekend, Bob.
All right, you too. Bye now.
We're going to continue talking about exterior trim. We'll put a bow on the show. We'll do that right after the break. Stay with us on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC.
All right, and welcome back to the final segment of the At Home Show with Mark VandenBosch, and I'm flying alongside him today. It's Tony Hoover. And in the last segment, Mark, we talked with Bob Russell from the LP Corporation, and he just kind of gave us the once-over on SmartSide trim and just what an awesome product that is. But before that, we were talking about a personal story that you had with a column in front of your home, and I've just been dying to hear the end of it. So if you could give us the end, I'd love it.
So we've been talking a lot about exterior trim, and it's super important to understand what the application is.
Yes.
You know, where is it going on your home? Okay, so we had this challenge where we needed to get columns replaced, and the existing columns were old, they were degrading,
right,
and it was time to replace them. So they were wood, right? And I think over a period of time, moisture gets caught up in that wood, and the paint peels and all that, all those other types of things that consumers that own homes readily know about. So our specific application was that the columns were going to come into contact with concrete, cement blocks,
sure,
if you will,
sure,
right? Well, when you install a composite and engineered trim, like even Bob talked about before, when you install those and you install those directly onto concrete, they're going to have a susceptibility to wick up moisture.
Right.
That's when you start seeing the mushrooming and the miters start to come apart.
Yeah.
The trim starts blowing apart. And so what these manufacturers have done is they've said our product performs, but when you have certain installation parts of the home, when you have to install it in certain applications, you have to be wary of clearances, right?
Okay.
Now, I will encourage the listeners to go to the specific manufacturer's website to see what those clearances have to be. But some of those clearances are an inch, some may be inch and a half, some may be 2 inches of clearance between the concrete and the bottom of your trim. So my solution really was two-part, okay? For the part that meets my concrete, I didn't really want to have a gap. I just thought aesthetically I didn't want to have that.
Right, yeah.
So I used a product called AZEK. And AZEK is a cellular PVC trim that you can put into contact with concrete.
Right.
It's a product that's paintable, right? So if you want to paint it, you can. In my instance, the product comes white.
Yeah.
I installed it and kept it white. So if you can picture what I did on these columns, the first row was done horizontally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was PVC white trim. Then above it, I actually put an LP trim product that was pre-finished white, and it had the wood grain, and I put that above it and finished the column with that, partly in due to just cost, right? The investment on that product is a little bit less than the investment on PVC.
I see.
Columns look great.
Yeah.
None of my friends or family, when they come over, have ever said, oh, you've got two different types of trim on your home. It blends in really nicely and offers a great solution. Right?
And it really comes back to, you know, the when you're starting a project like this, and I can't count the number of times we've talked about it, is just using the resources that are available to you. And we live in, an internet world, let's call it that. And, you know, you can Google just about anything. And, you know, even starting, you know, at a place like Xena Lumber, you know, we can at least help direct you into the right route. But, I mean, it really comes down to doing the homework.
Right.
You know, and looking at different styles, you know, we've talked about Pinterest and house.com, but I mean, those are great resources that I think everyone has access to.
Absolutely. And it's all about offering a solution, and we need to ask, and you need to ask, okay, what is the application? I want to talk a little bit about garage door jams.
Perfect.
Because I will encourage our listeners to even look at their own garage door jams after the conversation today. Where it meets the concrete, that is where you're going to see some of that degradation, some of the mushrooming. And the best product to use for garage door jams that meet the concrete is AZEK. That's
correct.
The best product. It's a cellular PVC product that's not going to wick up the moisture. Now, if you want to use a Miratec or an LP trim, great products.
Fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. But you're going to need to leave a clearance.
Exactly. Now, if you're a homeowner and you're looking at that jam for the first time, you know, are there some kind of telltale signs if that mushrooming is just starting to happen that you can maybe stop before it gets too serious?
I think one of the things that you will see is actually paint starting to delaminate, peel.
Okay.
Start to bubble.
Right, right.
You know, fiber cement, which we've talked about fiber cement siding in the past, that is another product that you could see if it comes into direct contact with some of the concrete or even roof lines.
Yeah.
It will not perform how it's intended to perform, right?
It's going back to almost what Bob said. Water will find a way, you know?
Absolutely. It'll find a way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think all this to say, you know, our conversation really is to say there are a lot of products out there, a lot of trim products out there that can meet your needs, right? And the thing to be aware of is how it's being applied and where it's being applied on your home.
Exactly.
Because it's not going to be just like the traditional wood that you put on in the past. So LP trim, Miratec trim, AZEK trim, some great engineered products, and you can go to the websites to find out more information about that. Tony, it's been a great show.
I always enjoy it, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week to the At Home Show. I wish you all a safe and happy weekend. So long, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group on 1450 WHTC. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to WHTC.com and join us next week for the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC.